Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on grace versus the law was recorded at our 2010 Minneapolis Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And the Old Testament talks about how that those people longed for our day, prayed and sought earnestly what kind of day that it was they were prophesying about. He that's least in the kingdom of heaven, Matthew chapter 11, verse 11 says, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, it said in the first part of that verse, was the greatest man that ever lived under the old covenant. And yet, if you are the least in the kingdom of heaven, if you are the sorriest saint in this room, you're greater than John the Baptist, Moses, Elijah, David, any of these guys. What you've got is greater. And yet most of us, oh, wouldn't it have been wonderful to be like Moses? Moses would have given anything to be like you. The only difference is Moses knew who he was and he knew what he had. We don't know who we are. We are still living under an old covenant that is putting new wine into an old wineskin and it's burst. It doesn't fit. It's not compatible. We're schizophrenic. Thinking, singing at one hand, oh yes, Jesus loves me, and on the next hand thinking, oh, he's liable to put cancer on me because I haven't served him the way that I should. Religion will make you know, this is the reason that they take people when they go into a mental institution and they will separate them from Christianity. They'll take their Bibles away from them because the law drives people crazy. Religion will make you crazy. And they will fight against it. When the truth is that true Christianity is the salvation of everybody. I've had people that were committed to institutions and that were supposed to be there the rest of their life. One of them got a hold of my teaching on grace and faith, and this woman got totally set free, and today travels and ministers the Word of God. It's been 25, 30 years she's been out and just ministering to people. We had a woman that came in one of my England meetings, got out of an insane asylum the very day I was there, came to the church service, and I called her out. And that woman now is a clinical psychologist who treats people and helps them. And that's been now 20-something years ago, and she's been set free. True Christianity will set a person free and liberate us from this guilt and condemnation. But religion will just pile you full of guilt and condemnation. And it's killing people. And it's Satan's inroad. Satan is using this guilt and condemnation to stop us. And I tell you, we need to learn the true message, the gospel. We need to find out the true gospel, that God loves us unconditionally. It's not based on your performance. You know, if what I've said tonight hasn't raised questions on the inside of you, you weren't listening. This has probably raised more questions than it's answered tonight. But I've got answers to them. I just can't tell you everything I know in one night. The heart can't absorb more than your seat can endure. And so I'm not through. I'm just going to quit. Amen. And we're going to start again tomorrow morning. I don't ever finish. I just quit. And then we take up again. And I'm going to go on and explain this and start showing you things in Scripture that I guarantee you'll make a difference. But tonight, this introduction is basically just that we haven't been preaching the right message. Jesus was crucified because he came preaching a new message of love and mercy to people that were used to judgment and punishment. And that's the reason he was crucified. Jesus lasted 3.5 years in the Pharisee system. He wouldn't have made it 10 days in our religious system. We are just as religious, as bound by the law as the Pharisees and the scribes ever thought about being. Religion would kill Jesus today because he would come extending mercy. He would go into the prostitute and the tax collector the way he did in the time that he was here on the earth. And he would go in and show mercy to them, and the religious people would reject him and say, no, 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 they can't receive from you because they aren't holy and they haven't done these things. Religion has always been the enemy of what God is doing. And brothers and sisters, we've all been indoctrinated in religion. Did you know even people that you may have grown up a pagan and you think, no, I didn't have a religious background. You have a religious background just by growing up in this culture, because this culture has been religionized. You can go to some of these other cultures and it's amazing. The lost person out here on the street knows more than many pastors in other nations do about God. You just pick it up. We've heard a lot about God, and you have been indoctrinated with religion. The guy who directs our Bible college in England, we just had a meeting with all of our worldwide directors, and when he gets up and promotes our England Bible school, he says it's a place to come and get detoxified from religion. And that really is what it is. We're teaching the New Covenant, and very few Christians understand the New Covenant. They are living under an old covenant and can't understand why they aren't receiving the benefits of the New Covenant, and yet they're living under an old covenant. Brothers and sisters, we have such a great salvation, and yet very few Christians understand it. And sometimes people will get a little glimpse of it. There are some of you that when I say these things, it bears witness. You recognize, yes, God has been telling me this. But left on your own, you will default to legalism and religion every time. It's ground into you, and you haven't got this taught to you well enough that you can stand on your own and rightly discern between these things. I'm telling you, you need to get your mind renewed. This is basic Christianity, and so this is what this whole weekend is about. We're trying to establish the new covenant compared to the old covenant, show you the difference, help you to walk free from the guilt and condemnation, and like it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2, have no more conscience of sin. Wouldn't it be awesome to just walk into the presence of God and start praising God for how good He is instead of talking about how sorry you are? Wouldn't it be wonderful to take your attention and literally just lose sight of yourself? Not even think about how sorry you are and just praise Him for how good He is? I heard Kenneth Copeland one time say, if you feel like a gnat on the back of an elephant, he says, don't talk about how small you are, talk about how big the elephant is. If you feel like you're so unworthy, instead of talking about how unworthy you are, talk about how awesome God is to love somebody as unworthy as you are. Talk about His goodness and grace. Magnify the positive, but the law will always draw your attention towards what's wrong. There's some of you that compared to what you used to be, you're awesome. You are a transformed person, and yet the law will make you focus. If you got one thing out of 100 wrong, it'll make you focus on that one wrong thing, and you will not rejoice. You won't have any joy. You won't have any satisfaction until you're perfect. And newsflash, you aren't getting perfect in this life. You're going to have to wait until you go to be with the Lord. And there's some of you that God has set you free from adultery, lying, stealing, murder, all kinds of things, and yet you still can't rejoice because you're 10 pounds overweight and you're just beat down over it because you can't get your body under subjection. Praise God for the mercy and grace of God. Man, if I was God, some of our attitudes, the way that we just are focused on the negative, and we never praise Him for all the good things. We're always looking at what hasn't happened, and we're waiting until everything's perfect. If I was God, I'd just drop kick you right out into space, amen. I'd turn you into a pile of ashes. Praise God that He's merciful, amen. But we need to get these truths so that we could renew ourselves and receive the benefit of it, amen. So if you can, please come back in the morning. Also, let me mention that we are recording all of these sessions within 5 minutes tonight after this service is over. They'll have tonight's already duplicated out there. And you can get these CDs and DVDs. They'll already be ready. And you need to get this. This is the kind of thing that you need to go over. I've meditated on this thousands and thousands and thousands of hours. And in 1 hour, you have not got the full revelation of what I've said. You will have to go over this and over it. Some of our hearts are so hard, it's like hardened ground. You pour water on it and it just runs off. You're going to have to build something that just allows this to sit and soak. And it's going to have to take time to penetrate our religion and get down on the inside of us. And it's going to take some effort. but it's well worth the effort. I promise you, this will set you free. Amen. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters in here. And I know, Father, that you are wanting us to move into this new covenant. Thank you, Father, that you changed everything by sending Jesus. You placed all of your wrath upon him. Father, we thank you for that. And we ask through the power of the Holy Spirit that you just quicken our understanding and help us to receive this. Father, for people who've been beat down under religion, who feel so guilty, who feel that you are punishing them, that they're getting what they deserve. Father, I pray that you set them free tonight. We welcome your Holy Spirit to come in here and just liberate us from our guilt and our condemnation. Father, we open up our hearts to receive the grace that has been made available, that you aren't imputing our sins unto us, that you paid the debt that we couldn't pay. Thank you, Jesus, for setting people free. I believe that God is touching so many people in here tonight. It may be just a beginning. Maybe you still got all kinds of questions, but you need to open up your heart and just let the Lord touch you and start setting you free from this guilt and condemnation. Father, we receive it. Thank you, Father, for detoxifying us from the pollution of religion. And that, Father, you would open up our hearts to receive this truth. Thank you, Jesus. We receive it. We praise you for it. We believe that you're going to do a great miracle in our lives. And we receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, let me ask tonight if there's anybody here who's not born again. Some people think what you're saying.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Grace versus the Law. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Minneapolis Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM241C for CD or RM241D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to join me as a partner of our gospel truth ministry. You know, we are reaching the world not only through radio, but also television, DVDs, books, CDs, just every way that we possibly can. We have Bible schools scattered around the world. We are preaching the gospel literally around the world. Over 2.2 billion people can get our broadcast and our materials. And it just takes a lot of money to make all of that happen. So I'd like to invite you to join with me on a monthly basis as our partner. Our announcer is going to give you some information, and I encourage you to pray about it and then call or write today and become a partner with the gospel truth.